This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. This is your show today, as it always is. Today, our Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is with us, and he has a big notebook and three pens in case he runs out of ink, because he's here to talk with you today and write down your suggestions. If you have a pothole that needs fixing, if you feel that there are trees and things blocking views as you pull out into the roadway, if you need a traffic signal somewhere, if you think that the speed limit's too high in another place, call right now, 893-1450. The buck stops here. You ready to stop those bucks?
Hey, I'm ready to make some bucks.
Okay.
It's a great day in Murfreesboro. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it is a gorgeous day. This has been a phenomenal fall. I mean, the trees are beautiful out here.
Oh, man, I wish it would stay like it's been for the past couple of days. It's been amazing.
Colorful, 60 something degrees, just
feeling my hair blow in the wind.
Yeah. Toby Gilley is with us too. And you know, when fall is here and Toby comes, everybody gets happy.
Absolutely.
Right. How are you this Toby? Morning, Bart? Good.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got some folks on the line here. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. I was wondering what can or will be done about the rate of speed down the Gresham Lane area.
That's a good question. You're talking about the newly expanded and routed Gresham Lane, I guess.
Right. Well, the starting being right off the Old Fort Parkway, gee, you'd think it was the Indy 500.
Okay. What about that?
She's talking about the old Gresham Lane, I think, that turns beside the convenience store there. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, the old Gresham Lane, not the new part.
Oh, okay. So, the old, man, that would be bad if it's the Indy 500 there. That's a narrow two-lane road.
Yeah. It is.
It is a two-lane road. And that roadway, if I recall correctly, that was half of that roadway. We annexed the road, but on one side of the roadway, it's in the county still, I believe.
That's right.
And the other side of the roadway is actually in the city limits.
Absolutely.
So, that's right.
And I think there were some, we were looking at that road because we realized that's an old substandard county road. And we will definitely, if there are speeders out there, we can send some folks out there to try to slow them down a little bit.
On one side?
On one side of the road, right.
It would not go unnoticed, and we greatly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, letting us know about that.
We'll ask the police chief to coordinate that with the sheriff as well. That way both sides of it are covered.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. That's a unique situation. Does that happen very often? I mean, you know, we're kidding about it, but I can see some definite problems there. One side is the city, and the other side is the county.
Yep. That doesn't happen very often, but in this particular case, there's a long story behind it. We talked about some annexation issues in that area, and that's kind of how we fell in. That's where the line actually fell with the progression of the city out that direction at that time.
Okay. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Vice Mayor Bratcher.
Good morning.
And Toby Gilley, too.
Oh, Toby Gilley there, too?
Yeah. He's here. Okay. We're having a party.
Oh, are you? Okay. I got one question. Have anybody looked at the traffic at Warrior Drive and the corner there where y'all beautified that corner where a lot of traffic's crossing under the guy wires to get to that store over there and coming out? That's going to create a hazard and a major traffic light if they don't try to do something with it. I noticed it's already rutted out. And I've noticed several cars coming out through there at different times when I go by. And some of them almost got hit.
So they're cutting through The Bubba's parking lot, is that what they're doing?
That's correct, yeah. A lot of times they sell things in that corner. That's kind of a vacant corner.
That's right.
And they'll park. I've seen some tractor-trailers parked there before, and I've seen some look like landscaping materials or whatever they're selling. And I think they use that to cut across and go to that store.
Okay.
And we'll have it checked out. As a matter of fact, I think I got this call a couple months ago, and I sent some folks out to look at it, but I don't recall what their response was. But I'll resend them again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450. That opens a line for you this morning. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Bart.
Top of the morning to you.
And you too, Vice Mayor Brancher.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I've a problem I wanted to bring up to you. I called the city about 2 months ago. You've got another that's half of it's in the county and half of it's in the city. It's called Armstrong Valley Road. Are you familiar with it?
I am familiar with it.
There's two trees on the east side of Armstrong Valley. They were sticking, the first one was a hackberry there close to the bridge. It was sticking out quite a bit in the road. Believe it or not, my truck and other vehicles they tore all the leaves off of it and sort of pushed it back. It fell down about 3 or 4 months ago in one of the storms. And it was at one time 2 or 3 foot in the road, and you had to hit it every time. Now it's on the edge of the road, and you don't hit it too often. But there's another one where they've skint the limbs on further down, and it's the same problem. And since I'd called the city once, and they said they'd look into it and didn't, I thought maybe you might look into it for me.
I'll be glad to look into it and find out what the story is behind that.
Okay, the first one is just before you get to that bridge on the east side of Armstrong Valley.
Okay, I've got that.
And the second one is about half a mile or so down. I'm thinking next to that cornfield that they've just picked, and they've got a rooter or something blocking the entrance there because people, I guess, was going in where that old house used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they could get those back away from the road, I think it really would help the traffic some as far as scratching up your vehicles anyway.
Right.
That's a good point.
Right. All righty. Well, I appreciate that information, and we'll send someone out there to check it out and see if we can see what the story is and see if we can help you out.
Well, they said they was going to do that a couple of months ago, but if they did, they decided it wasn't a problem. I still think it's a problem.
Okay. If cars are hitting it, it's definitely a problem if it's that close to the road.
If you look at the limbs on those trees, you'll see where the vehicles have hit them and skinned them.
Okay. All
so right. I know that has happened. As a matter of fact, I've hit both of them. And I sure would appreciate it if somebody could do anything. And if they can't, I'll take my chainsaw.
I heard a good one on Swap and Shop this morning.
Well, I've got a couple of good chainsaws. I just hate to do it, but if I have to, I will.
Well, we'll see what we can do to help you out, okay?
I sure appreciate it, sir.
We appreciate your call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was running through my mind. One of you have a chainsaw in the trunk. We'll just go ahead and fix that.
Hey, Bart, while we got a second here, I wanted just to say an early happy birthday, if I could. On Friday, it's Miss Dora Rucker's birthday. She will be 101.
Wow.
So I just want to say happy birthday to her.
Ms. Rucker, good morning to you. I tell you, she is such a leader in the community and inspires so many people. 101. I didn't know that. Yep. I mean, she does not look. Of course, if I was 101, I'd be proud of that.
Absolutely.
But she does not look 101 and does not act it either. I ran into her at some type of function the other day.
I saw her at the city's 200th kickoff.
That's where it was. Yep. Okay. Yep. I knew it was somewhere. Yep. I ran into her. Ms. Rucker, good morning to you, and happy early birthday. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hello, is this me?
That is you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is this me?
I want to talk to you about the bar ditch that is included at on Old Salem Pike, where Commercial Court comes into it.
Okay.
The gravel and so forth washes down, and it causes that intersection to stand with water. Unbelievable after it rains, and in the wintertime when it freezes, has been some It's right in front of
the fire department,
ambulance authority. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a good new system put in.
You know where
right
that below is.
It. I'm sorry.
I was just talking to Chris and Toby. We were making sure we all knew where you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a commercial court on Old Salem, right in front of the ambulance authority there.
Mm-hmm.
And that bar ditch needs cleaning out, and it keeps building up because of all the gravel and dust and so forth that keeps coming down the commercial court when it rains. But I really would appreciate it if someone would look at that.
All righty. I've got it written down. We have it on the list. We'll have someone from our engineering department go over and check that out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for your call.
You see how easy it is. Everybody is getting things done. They have a list of things that are concerning them, and they call Chris and Toby, and these two guys get out and make sure things happen. I mean, they really do, and they report back to us and let us know, hey, these were repaired. The things we've gotten today are all fixable items, too.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Toby will be right on, though, this morning. I'll get him a shovel and a chainsaw, and he'll go out there, and he'll take care of this.
That's right.
He's ready, too. He's got his bib overalls today and his boots, and he's ready to go out and tackle those trees.
Ready to go.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning, Bart.
Hi.
I'm still concerned about this Medical Center Parkway and those streets that go in through the parking lots to get to the hospital and the doctor's offices. The vegetation there is like it's in Vietnam. You can't see.
Yeah.
You pull out into a street and there's a stop sign for you to stop, and traffic's coming on either way to your left and right. To your left, you can't see if there's anything coming to you or out almost into the street. And another thing, I want to say the most ridiculous thing that I've heard of lately of the city coming up with is the paint on the MAPCO stores. That is, it's just too much.
Okay, now, so let me be sure. Let's go back to the trees and things blocking the view. What offices? Is it the hospital or some of the doctor's offices?
Well, it's the hospital and some of the doctor's offices over there. You go in, one of them is like coming from the Middle Tennessee Medical Building over there.
Mm-hmm.
Knockout roses have grown so that you have to get out almost into the street before you can see either direction. And the other places down in front of the DePaul building there, the grass is grown up. It's hard to see. It's beautiful, but it's hard to see. Somebody's going to have a bad wreck.
Okay. Okay. So it's decorative grass and bushes and things of that sort right up on the roadway.
Yes.
Okay. Who would be the one to work on that?
The one that we'll need to get in contact with is our city horticulturist, Cynthia Holloway. We, over the last several months, Bart, as other things have been developed along Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane, have asked her and her staff to take a different look at the types of vegetation that are approved and that are recommended for that area because of some of the plants will start out looking very pretty, but as they go through their growth cycles, may become a little overwhelming as far as traffic visibility is concerned, and we can certainly have her take a look at that. I believe the caller's other question pertained to the recent MAPCO remodeling, and that's an issue that's come through the Planning Commission, and let me address that. Several years ago, the Golden Gallons or the Kangaroos, whatever brand they were at the time, painted all their buildings a bright banana yellow. There was another business here in town that painted its building almost a neon purple. The comments we got from the public about how those buildings looked and the lack of attractiveness to the area in which they were was pretty phenomenal and pretty vocal. As far as MAPCO is concerned, all that we have asked them to do, they have two signature colors that they use, and one is a forest green, the other is a bright lime green, which they have a trademark name for that called Outrageous Green. That's sort of like the lime green that you see runners wear in their Day Glow visibility outfits. All we have asked them to do is that on the banding of the building, is whereas before they were wanting to have about a 4 foot wide strip of the lime green trimmed in the dark green, is to basically shrink that down and still use those colors, but not have just so much of the bright, loud lime green as the primary color. MAPCO was completely fine with that, was very appreciative of the comments the Planning Commission made, and agreed that it would actually make their building look better.
Good. Ma'am, is that addressing what you were asking about?
Well, it does, but I like the lime green the best. The forest green is ugly, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
have you told the folks at MAPCO?
No.
Well, you know, I would bet you that they would like customer input.
And Bart, I'll say this. I like the lime green, too. As a runner, I wear the lime green a lot. But I think overall, I think the blend of it as far as what sticks out and stands out, overall, just as a collective body in the Planning Commission, we felt that it made a nice accent color, but not to be the primary color on the building. And I know lots of folks would disagree with that. Some would agree. Just as if you went to Knoxville and go up and down the strip, everything is UT Daisy Orange. That might not go over so well in other areas of the state. And I realize that is a personal preference to some extent, to a large extent. But overall, we're trying to come up with a color scheme that will actually really blend in with the community as a whole. And we're trying to do our best with that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Be sure and let the folks at MAPCO know, because I guarantee you, they like that kind of input. I mean, if a customer is turned off by the look of the store, that's not a good thing. And they do listen, I'm sure. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Over on Mars and Atlas on the corner.
Yes, ma'am.
The hedges has grown up, and you have to get about in the middle of the street before you can see how to get out.
On Mars and Atlas.
The house on the corner has burned, and this empty lot there.
Oh, okay.
But
so it's
you just have the hedges. They cut it earlier in the spring, but now it's grown up, so you can't even see anything to get out.
So the house
somebody's gonna have a wreck there one day.
The place is unattended then. The empty house.
Oh, it is. It's bad if you want out.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mars and Atlas.
We've got it on the list.
Thank you for calling.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. And we're taking your calls. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next. Chris Bratcher and Toby Gilley with us this morning from the Murfreesboro City Council. 893-1450. Give us a call.
Do you have to go? I know the world is racing, and time never stops, I know. But nothing's really changing, so what's another day? How can you close your eyes and
hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Need a new car?
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield. FordofMurfreesboro.com.
Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is coming up Friday, November the 18th. Don't miss it. You can own a piece of history thanks to Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale. That's Friday, November the 18th. Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots. Remember that Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is Friday, November the 18th at Bell Jewelers.
Weather Eye.
rain showers are likely across the forecast area. Mainly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 60s. We'll have a south wind that's gusting in the 20s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 64.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Murphy Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Lay it against sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of Scratch and Dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
You guys happy to report still accident free along your secondaries and along Interstate 24. However, still seeing some pretty slow traffic right around Old Fort Parkway and Salem Pike traveling westbound along I-24. So watch out for brake lights in that area. Don't forget, guys, on both sides of I-24 at 840, we are dealing with some construction work, but from there on out, at the moment, you shouldn't have any problems into the downtown area. Los Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu, voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop in for lunch or dinner and see them online at LosPalmasMXRest.com. With traffic, I'm John Boyce for WGNS.
The opinions you heard are not necessarily those of our advertisers, staff, or WGNS Murfreesboro.
Freedom of speech pulsates with good neighbor talk.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450.
And every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge or do you fade away? And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fade away.
Chris Bratcher and Toby Gilley from the Murfreesboro City Council with us, helping us cross that bridge. Take down the trees that are blocking the bridge and tearing down the grass that's impairing our view as we move on to the bridge. 893-1450.
Thank you for letting me sing that song.
You did well. I mean, you and Toby, you're phenomenal on guitar.
Yeah, I appreciate that part.
The two of you together are unbelievable.
Well, I do.
We've been told that before.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. Mine is merely a comment. Quite frankly, this could go back and forth for years, but I think the MAPCOs look nice and they're very cheery.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And it seeks one way, half a dozen another.
You're right. It's a thank you.
Thank you, fellas.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know Bradwell Pike has been a big issue, and the gentleman that you have with you can't perform a miracle on it, but the issue is not only inside the city limits, it's also all the way out, at least 10 miles out, where it is very, very dangerous, and lives have been lost inside the city as well as outside the city. And the sooner that something can be done about this road, the better, because with the curves and the little rises, and there's no shoulder. If you have a car trouble and you don't happen to be close to someone's driveway that you could pull off or get off the road, there is nowhere to go. And to make even bad matters, and I admire cyclists, and I should be one myself. But people will ride their the cyclists will ride out on Bradwell Pike past my house, and I live about 5 miles outside the city. And it's so dangerous because you come up on them, and you're meeting somebody, and there's nowhere to go for them nor you. So, and the thing that scared me the most was last Saturday afternoon, I pulled out from my driveway, and a kid was on a skateboard on Bradwell Pike. So I don't know whether we need more police protection out here until we can get something done about the road or what, but it is a very, very dangerous road.
Very, very true. That is one of the roads like Jefferson Pike, Greenland Drive, Halls Hill. Those were, and Greenland is one of the good examples. It had no shoulders. All these roads you're talking about have totally no shoulders. It's an old design. and there's no place for cars or pedestrians to go. I mean, there's one place, and that's the road. We saw a huge amount of fatalities over on Halls Hill Pike until that was corrected. Why is it such a big deal to correct these errors that have been with us for generations? Is it a state road? Is it a county road? Is it state and county, and the two have to get together? What's the problem?
Well, typically, Bart, those are old county roads that obviously through the years, as you mentioned, they have no shoulders. They have a ditch. The drainage is poor. The topography is difficult with all the little hills and rises and curves and stuff. And most of them are basically in the county, and they're county roads. Now, the city has joined with the county on the Halls Hill Pike Road, mm-hmm, and we went out and actually, went 50-50 with the county, and we widened the Halls Hill Pike Road with curbs and gutters and sidewalks.
It made a huge difference.
It's a beautiful road. And we're doing the same thing on the Bradyville Pike. We're in the front stages of installing some curbs and gutters and some sidewalks along the Bradyville Pike. Now, we're not going out past the city limits, but we're doing it in the city as we speak. Those are projects are going forward. But it's just, it boils down to getting the money from whatever entity it is, from the state or from the county, and just doing those projects. Everybody's trying to watch their budget and do what they can at this time. So it ain't nothing money won't fix, as they say.
Well, Bradyville Pike is a state road outside the city, I know. I don't know whether it's considered a state road inside, but it is outside considered, in fact, called Highway 99. And I understand that, that it can't be fixed immediately. But if we could make more people aware, I don't know whether you need to put up signs or what, but cyclists don't have no business out here, nor joggers, because, it's just too dangerous for them and the drivers.
Well, in the city of Murfreesboro, and Mr. Gilley, he's an avid jogger and runner. I don't know if he does much cycling, but we've attempted to make a lot of our roadways bicycle friendly with our bike paths, and we're trying to make sure that we keep a route for our bicyclists to do. And a lot of people not only bike for health reasons, but a lot of them are commuting. We have a lot of MTSU students who use their bikes. So that's something that we're aware of, and our traffic department's aware of, and we try to design our roadways to accommodate bike lanes.
And as far as the county and the state roads are concerned, unfortunately, you've got to leave that sort of to the cyclist or the runner's own discretion. I don't think there's any state statute on the books that says there are certain roads that pedestrians and cyclists can't utilize. And probably places like what you're talking about on Bradyville Pike, if there was ever an example of where there should be such a law, that's probably the case. But unfortunately, to my knowledge, there's not, and that really depends upon the discretion of the runner or the cyclist. Myself, as a runner, I try to be very cautious about only running in areas where there are shoulders and sidewalks designed to be able to do that, but unfortunately not everyone does.
Thank you for calling on that, too.
Well, it's, like I say, I just can't believe people take their own lives like that and get out on roads. Since Rutherford County is blessed to have so many places for joggers and cyclists now. I mean, we're really blessed.
We are. Mm-hmm. We certainly are. The Greenway system's phenomenal.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to make, I guess, as far as I know that it's not a quick fix, but I just wanted to make more people aware of the people using the roads, for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, too, but particularly thank you for bringing up the situation on Bradyville Pike out there, because we had that same problem with several other roads, and gradually they're being repaired. And if people hadn't brought it up over and over and over again, I know they get frustrated because they want it fixed now, and I don't blame them for their safety.
Mm-hmm.
But things are not fixed immediately, and it's those squeaky doors that people talk about. The people on Halls Hill Pike and the Shiloh community, they squeaked and squeaked and squeaked and had people injured over there. And finally, something was done. But if they had not been squeaking, I don't think probably wouldn't be any change even today. Thank you for calling, too, by the way. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chris Bratcher and Toby Gilley.
How you doing there this morning?
Good morning.
Hi.
I got a couple of questions I was trying to figure out there. The other morning, the police was on there, and I asked the police officer if he just, if one of his officers could just write a license plate down, number down, and mail somebody a ticket. He said no, they had to pull them over to get their information and everything. And you, I was just wondering how y'all do that red light camera. You just send somebody a ticket over the by their license plate, and you don't know who's driving the car. How does that work? And it's only 50. How does that work?
There's a specific procedure, a very detailed procedure as to how that works. The camera takes a picture of the vehicle and the license plate, and where the vehicle is at as in relationship to the red light and the stop bar. There is then a live officer whose sole job is to do nothing but review those videotapes in detail and determine whether the citation should be sent out or not. Once that determination is made, that individual then has the same right to attend traffic court as if he or she had been pulled over by an officer to contest that ticket. If it's their position that they loaned their vehicle to someone else, and they can produce a statement from the individual who was driving the vehicle, that will rectify the situation. And actually, the state of Tennessee in this last legislative session has designed a statute that allows all communities to access use of red light cameras, and modeled that statute specifically after Murfreesboro's procedure. There were other cities and municipalities that had tried that, and they're using that, but I'm proud to say that the procedure that our police department developed on its own was the model for the new state statute.
Well, let me ask you a question. What kind of fine is that?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I know on a moving violation, you get points.
My understanding is on this, from the camera violations, you do not get points on your driving record, and that's why it's capped at $50. It is capped at that amount, and it is not points on your driving record.
Sort of a slap on the hand to say, hey, you did the wrong thing.
How can you get one person points on his driving record for a moving violation? This is not like a moving violation, because a moving light violation, you don't get points on your driving record.
Let me ask you this, because you've called in before on this. I'm just curious. Are you against the process being used and for people running red lights?
I'm not for running red lights. I'm for more police officers to do the job, and that way people won't be getting surprises in the mail when they've done it at that time, and it'll be $100-something fine, and it'll be points on their driving record, and everybody will be treated equal. I mean, because they're not treating everybody equal. Some people's getting $50 fine with no points, and some people's getting $100-something fine with the points on their driving record. I'm not for running red lights. I don't. I haven't had a ticket in years and years and years, but I want everybody to be treated equal, and that's what we're working on. There's a bunch of working about on studying this right here. It's not right. It's just not right to do one person one way and another person another way. And I'm not for running red lights. I have never been for running red lights. That's the reason when a person gets insurance, if they run a red light, they get points on their driving record, and the insurance goes up. Or if they have a wreck, their insurance goes up. So I try my best, and I think everybody in Murfreesboro tries their best not to have a wreck, and everything, because it's going to make their insurance go up, and it's going to put points on their driving record. You get so many points on your driving record, you lose your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody, I think, in Murfreesboro tries to drive as safe as they can. There's a few out there. It don't matter if you got red light cameras everywhere, they're going to drive like that until they get broke. But, I mean, you know, or police officers every corner writing them a ticket until they lose their driver's license. But everybody needs to be treated equal. And that's what I'm on. That's what I'm here for. And there's a lot of people out here. We've been talking about this and everything. And we're going to try to figure out a way to get these removed on that purpose, because And I think if anybody that's had a ticket like that should be refunded their money back. And that's what we're studying, too, because it's not right for them to be charged $50 and another person to be charged $100-something in points on his driving record. And that's what we're discussing in our talks and everything.
All right. Well, so everybody should be treated equal. I agree. I think people should be treated equal.
Well, you know, and I understand what he's saying. But here we had a decision to make. We had an opportunity, we could hire, 50 more police officers to set at intersections, and you'd have to have, several cars and several police officers at every intersection to do this. We feel like our police officers' time is better spent doing other things to assist our citizens in more emergency calls and different things throughout the community, and instead of having them sitting there running, watching people run red lights. Now, we had a tremendous amount of calls from our citizens in Murfreesboro saying, y'all have got to do something about people running red lights in our community. You have to, when the light changes from for green for you to go, there would be several cars go through an intersection. People were having accidents. People were getting killed. People were getting injured. And they were putting the pressure on us to do something about people running red lights. Now, the most efficient way to do that is to put up the traffic cameras. We had two choices. We can put up traffic cameras or we can hire a whole lot of police officers, which are very expensive. And then we made a decision to, this caller may be advocating us charging everybody $115 for ticket. I don't know if that's what
equal,
his solution.
Equal fines.
We could do that, but we decided we didn't want to do that. We wanted to charge people $50 to get them to raise the awareness, to be more aware of not running red lights. $50 ticket. It does not go on your driving record or any points on your insurance.
But you remember you got a $50 ticket, and maybe you won't run it the next time.
Correct.
Well, and Bart, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, because the number of side impact crashes have dramatically decreased since this. And I think if you ask any of our traffic officers, they will tell you that they view the red light cameras as a very good, useful, supplemental tool in their arsenal of stopping traffic violations. The other thing, too, as far as there being a surprise about getting the ticket in the mail, if you've ever been sitting at an intersection where the cameras are and the car ahead of you runs the red light, when that camera light flashes, you know that something is happening. If you're the car that's flashed in the face of, it shouldn't really be a surprise to you when that ticket comes in the mail.
That's a good point. 893-1450. Thank you for your call, by the way. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chris Ratcher and Toby Gilley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with everything that Toby and Chris have said about the red lights. If the people would just stop behind the bar, there would be no problem. Also, wonder if there's any update on the extension of the Cherry Lane to 840.
What about that? Cherry Lane to 840. How's that going?
I'll have to have city traffic director get an answer to that for you. I don't think we've had an update from Dana in a while, have we, Chris?
No, we haven't.
But we'll put that on the list, and we'll make sure, sir, that answer gets put back to Bart to put on the website.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling.
893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Is that me?
That's you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Yes, I'll just make a comment, and then I'll hang up, and then you can talk. On the way to Oakland School, I take my child to school every morning. Well, then, of course, pick him up in the evening. And where you turn in at the Oakland sign, there's traffic packed up everywhere. Why is there not a light there?
Do y'all understand where she's talking about?
Off of Las Casas Highway.
Right, 96, yes. Where the Oakland sign is.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn into the left and mm-hmm. go into Oakland, and
right.
you have to wait for traffic just to forever to come.
And so you're saying there needs to be a traffic signal there on Las Casas Highway and...
Is that Patriot?
Yeah,
yes, there's another one down. There's another light sort of around the curve there that goes up to the sports column.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the one that turns into where the Oakland sign is.
The street right before, about I guess 1,000 or so feet of before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right there in the curve by the creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll hang up now.
Thank you for calling. What about that?
Well, we have a lot of cases throughout our city where you have peak traffic. And obviously that's a big peak when people are going to taking their kids to school and picking them up. And Highway 96, that being a state road, City of Murfreesboro just can't go out and put a traffic light up. There has to be, the state requires a certain amount of vehicles to, for they will let, they are the ones that has to, we have to get permission to put a light up. And there has to be a certain amount of turns and different things and before, you know, they will allow a signal to go up on a state road. And that's really not our call, but we have the counts, and then when they do reach a certain point, we will be allowed to put a signal up at that intersection. But at this point, I don't think the counts are there. And it's probably, I know it seems like it's a lot at peak times, mm-hmm. but the rest of the day is probably just straight traffic.
Is that in the city, or is the city limits a little closer to town?
Well, I'm not sure. I know one side of the street would be in the city, but
so that's another one of those?
One of those. I think going out on the right, that's not in the city when you passed that big subdivision there, but on the right-hand side where this is at, I think that's still in the county.
Oh, okay. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back. All the lines are full. Lots of folks with questions and comments this morning. If you're on the line, hold on, because you are coming up next with Vice Mayor Chris Ratcher and City Councilman Toby Gilley.
I think about the years I spent just passing through.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated.
We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Rain showers are likely across the forecast area, mainly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 60s. We'll have a south wind that's gusting in the 20s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 64.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta leather sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
We are back again. Our number's 893-1450, and Chris Bratcher and Toby Gilley here answering your questions. 893-1450. We have about 5 minutes left. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yes, my question is, when you exceed the limit of speed and you get a ticket, somebody said if you send the money in the mail, you don't have to go to court. Is that proper
It is, and that's pretty much statewide and probably most states by and large. If you acknowledge that you are guilty of the moving violation, you can simply mail the citation and your the payment in prior to your court date. And I think that holds true mostly, not just with Murfreesboro, but with the county and probably with state troopers who write speeding tickets too. Now, obviously, if your speed was so fast that you're being charged with something beyond just simple speeding, that may not be the case. You may have to appear in court, but otherwise, you are correct.
Well, how do you know?
Your ticket will say that, and your officer who gives you the ticket should tell you if you have the opportunity just to mail it in and accept the fine, or if you're actually going to have to appear in court.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And if you have a question about a particular county, maybe you had a ticket you received in a distant county and it's really pretty far away, I think call what would be the county court clerk?
Call the county court clerk. And actually, Bart, it's a good point that you bring up. There are some of the smaller counties, for whatever reason, out toward West Tennessee that will require out-of-county drivers who have been given tickets in those counties to actually come to court. So it's not an automatic right that you have, so you would need to call the county court clerk or the circuit court clerk of that particular county to make sure.
So if you just mail the money in, you would think you were free and clear, and then the next time you got a ticket, they could, anywhere in the state of Tennessee, because that stays on your record, I guess.
That's
you
right.
Could be arrested.
That's right.
All right. And keep in mind, Toby is an attorney, so he knows answers like that.
That's why I'm letting him answer that question. I'm listening too.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes. I just like to get out to the public. The vacuum leaves trucks are on the road now, and they're vacuuming up leaves, and I was just noticing my next door neighbor had some little limbs and things covered up by the leaves on it, and the gentleman has to pull them limbs out of his vacuum and not picking them up by the limb truck.
Right.
And I just like to get it all information out to people who's listening this morning to not to put the little limbs in there with your leaves, because it'd be stopping up the vacuum. It's a big vacuum, but it will not pick up them small leaves. I was just noticing that Jim pull out five or six little limbs out of the. They had to stop to do that, seeing that's slowing them down.
Thank you.
Mark, that's some great information and a good point. And I'd like to add to that, if I could, and reiterate what he said. Don't rake your limbs. You know, we have a separate guy that'll come around and pick up your limbs and stuff, but just rake your leaves only, and do not rake your leaves over into the curb. Leave them in your yard, because if they're in the curb, they will wash down and they will clog up the storm drain, and it'll cause some flooding.
So put it right on the edge of the yard, not in the street.
Not in the street, not on the curb, because they will wash down and clog up the storm drain.
And drive carefully if you're in an area that has a lot of things like that out, because sometimes, as the man said, there are limbs in the stacks of things, and that's a surprise for you if you drive your car over it.
You know, that's a service that obviously the mayor and council and the city provides to our citizens. Is we'll vacuum your leaves up. If you'll rake them to the curb, we'll vacuum up. We'll pick up your limbs and things like that. So we hope everyone takes advantage of that.
We want to thank both of you for taking your time to join us in conversation this morning with our friends who called in, Chris Bratcher and Toby Gilley, both from the Murfreesboro City Council, answering your questions this morning. Unfortunately, the time has gone away. We've had too much fun here, I guess.
Thank you, Bart.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Now, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be focusing on lawns and gardens. Lots to do in this fall season. Mitchell Moat will be with us tomorrow from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Hey, have a great day.
I found a song, let me sing it with you.